This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Stories of razor blades and apples and other such horrors have resulted in hypervigilance by parents at Halloween. So what are the best practices to remain safe this trick-or-treating season?
I think when we talk about safety in general, every year somewhere in the country, there tends to be some sort of concern about candy. Now, is it happening everywhere? No.
That's Lieutenant Megan Cash, the Public Information and Community Resources Officer with the Appleton Police Department. To stay safe and for peace of mind, Cash says there are steps parents and kids can take to ensure their candy and other treats are safe.
Wait till you get home looking through that candy. Know where you're going trick-or-treating. Understand some of those concerns can still exist, but more of that concern is about just like making sure things aren't unwrapped.
Cash said when choosing a costume, to avoid long trailing fabric that can be a tripping hazard. If your child is wearing a mask, make sure the eye holes are large enough for them to see clearly, or forgo the mask completely and use makeup instead. Give trick-or-treaters flashlights or glow sticks to help them see better, and so drivers can see the little monsters, ghosts, witches, and Power Rangers better.
Trying to maintain that visibility is really important. But let's say you are going as a group, staying in that group, making sure that when you're moving in that group that you're staying on the sidewalks. Crossing the road safely is really important. You know, looking both ways.
Trick-or-treat hours in Appleton and Oshkosh are tonight. In Appleton from 4 till 7, and in Oshkosh from 5 until 7. And as you prepare for the spooky night, make it less scary by using safety tricks that make the treats even better. The federal government shutdown is impacting nearly 400 Wisconsin children in Head Start programs. The service, which is mainly federally funded, will stop payments on Saturday, November 1st. That's the same day that food share benefits are expected to run out for Wisconsin families. Now, some Head Start programs can stay open a little longer thanks to state funding. But if federal funding doesn't return, over 1,000 more kids could be affected. The shutdown has forced families to face cuts in essential child care, health, and nutritional support. All at the same time. Governor Tony Evers has signed a collection of bills meant to bolster EMS staffing in Wisconsin. One of them reimburses students for their EMS classes taken at Wisconsin technical colleges. Another sends additional funding to those programs. Sometimes those classes are at risk of being canceled because there aren't enough students who sign up. On top of that, these bills would allow rule exceptions. Those exceptions allow joint departments to use more money from villages, towns, and cities. The bills also create a pilot program for 911 video calling to allow dispatchers to better respond to emergencies. Data from the National Emergency Medical Services Information System shows EMS and paramedics responded to more than 60 million calls across the country last year. In 2020, that number was about 43 million. Doing the math, that means in 4 years, calls for EMS response have jumped by 38%. The latest numbers from the Department of Health Services shows there are about 19,000 EMTs, paramedics, and other medical first responders in Wisconsin. Daylight saving time comes to an end on Sunday, November 2nd. We'll fall back to gain back the hour we lost in spring. This is the time when safety officials recommend testing the smoke detectors and carbon monoxide alarms in your home. Replace the batteries in the ones that require them. Carbon monoxide alarms should be replaced every 5 to 7 years, and smoke alarms should be replaced every 10 years. This is also a good time to have your furnace and chimney inspected before the winter cold sets in. Over 100 cross-country teams and hundreds of runners will compete for state titles this weekend. With more, here's Civic Media Sports Director Jimmy Cuska.
The 2025 State High School Boys and Girls Cross-Country Meets will be held on Saturday in Wisconsin Rapids. 52 boys and 52 girls teams, as well as dozens of individual qualifiers, qualifiers will compete for state titles in three divisions. Kohler will defend state titles in both the boys and girls meets, while Neenah will defend its D1 girls title, and Stevens Point will defend its D1 boys title this year. The field includes three former individual champions. You can follow the results on the WIAA's website at WIAA.org.
We are in the middle of a beautiful autumn season, and the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents to take advantage of all the upcoming fall activities scheduled at state park properties. According to a press release, state parks will host events like wagon rides, candlelight hikes, campfires, and more throughout October and November. Officials are also looking for residents interested in volunteering to help with the events. A full list of scheduled events at parks across the state and information on volunteering can be found at the Department of Natural Resources website. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.fm.
The Bucks beat Golden State. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Fiserv Farm was rocking last night. Chance of Let's Go Bucks as Milwaukee beat Golden State 120 to 110. And that's with Giannis out for the night with a sore knee. Ryan Rollins stepped up, shooting a career high 32 points, and was asked what was it like guarding Steph Curry.
It was nice. It was fun, man. That's probably the best way I could put it. It was fun just being able to, you know, just coming out with the win and just bumping with them.
The Bucks are now 4-1. NFL, Micah Parsons named NFC Defensive Player of the Month, even though they had a bye week this month.
Yeah, that was impressive. I was like, damn, dude. I even looked back and said, what games did we play? Like, it kind of threw me off, too. Like, I was a little bit in shock. But, you know, we just ready. I just feel like I'm really getting into a groove and rhythm right now, and I'm excited to go play again.
The Packers host the Panthers Sunday at noon with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy today with a chance of scattered afternoon showers. Our high in the upper 40s to low 50s here this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers possible. Maybe a flurry or two mixing in. Our low in the 30s tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.fm.